This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. You can get us on Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We've got some good guests today for you. Doc Gooden. How about Derrick Henry? How about the reigning offensive player of the year after a week one that you know there was a lot of frustration from him? He'll join us as well in the 1 o'clock hour. And we want you to be part of the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And let's get right to it, Bart Scott.
Let's not.
Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. How about the Raiders and Monday Night Football? And I'll tell you what, this was a week one starting Thursday night and ending Monday night. I need a cigarette.
I need a drink. This is crazy, man. You lose to the bum Raiders.
That was a hell of a game.
Come on, man. Bum Raiders. Listen.
Bum Raiders? That front line defensively?
No, that front line was absolutely garbage.
After it.
No, Venezuela shouldn't even be in the
letting
NFL.
Everybody know. Make sure I'm in your top 10.
Man, stop it. Stop it. Pump your brakes, man. They caught the Ravens at the right time.
Did
off
they?
Off a rash of injuries.
Wait.
Venezuela
you
like,
said yesterday it doesn't matter.
It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't have mattered. Wink Martindale, Lamar Jackson had won the game. What the hell are you doing with a three-man rush when all you have to do is have a four-man rush and play? You're playing two-man, like, and you leave the middle of the field wide-ass open? Dumbest defensive call in the history. You know what we call prevent? We call prevent defense in most great defensive circles prevent you from winning because that's the stupidest thing ever. All you had to do is play regular defense. Whenever you rush three pass rushers in that type of moment, it gives the quarterback opportunities to let routes develop down the field and allows them to step into the throw. You put some DB on the damn island when you're already short of DBs. You should have had a robber in the middle of the field to make sure understanding that he only needed it was a field goal, right? Field goal. So you understand that he only needs about 20 to 40 yards, and he's in field goal range. It's the dumbest calls I've ever seen on defense. And then the Raiders almost try to mess it up because Leatherwood can't hold his tee. So then you get an opportunity to do that. And then you call a dumb cover zero. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, come on, son.
There was a lot of one-on-ones going on deep, right? There was a lot of one-on-ones.
It's really
and early in the game. But early in the game, though, Carr looked like he just couldn't. He had to get it calibrated. I mean, you could just see it wasn't happening early. But then
he found the fish. He found the fish.
Who was the fish?
It had nothing to do with that, man.
I love this line. Who's the fish?
I don't know. 21, whatever. 330. Who cares, man? Averett. No, like
hey, Lamar Jackson said it himself on the sideline when that game ended. He said, this is on me.
It is on him, but it shouldn't have been on him because it should have been on Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale, you're supposed to have an elite defense. How about you save some stuff for situational football? It's a big difference in the type of defense you play when you're going and trying to stop a team from getting a touchdown. It's a big difference between the play that you go when you're going to try and stop somebody from a field goal. Like, come on, man. Like, you voided the middle of the field. All they have to do is spike the ball. Like, you're supposed to pack the middle and leave the side, make everybody stay inside and protect the middle of the field as well. Like, come on, man.
Wild game, wild finish, a comeback for the Raiders in their
comeback.
In their new stadium, ooh, filled, loud. It was fantastic.
They'll be packing in 2 months.
How about that stadium, by the way? What did that remind you? People say it looks like one of those Echo Dots, like Alexa Echo. I actually think
like a hockey puck.
This might sound a little bougie. Like it looked to me like one of those, like, you know, those vacuums that you have in the house that, like,
smart vac.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the robots.
Little robot vac, an iRobot.
I can't believe
that's what it looked like. But I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful stadium. And the Raiders. And guess what? The AFC West does it. They sweep just like the NFC West sweeps.
Man,
and again, a great finish. So, Bart, at least admit this, though. Entertainment value wise.
I was hoping Woodson spilt his wine on that cream suit coat.
Oh, it looks resplendent.
From Junior.
He looked resplendent, didn't he? Derek Carr, 9-13 with 10-plus air yards after the first quarter, man. Game-winning touchdown. So Darren Waller, how many more targets? I mean, it felt like he was only throwing to him. The 19 targets, most
19
by a Raider since Jerry Rice almost 20 years ago. And Lamar Jackson, the fourth player since 1980 to lose a fumble in the fourth quarter and overtime. A lot of frustration on the side of the Ravens, but you won't hear from John Harbaugh.
Very, very happy with the team's effort. I mean, you know, the toughness, the resiliency, and you fight back. Even there at the end, I think the example is the goal line stand. I mean, those are the kind of things that that make us who we are as a team. We just didn't close the game out when we had the opportunity to do it three or four times. And you know, that's what you need to do when you have an opportunity to win. You got to go win it, and we just didn't do that tonight.
You know what this game felt like? It felt a lot like, oh, I don't know, the Browns against the Chiefs. Kind of same thing. Had the game, owned it, gave it away. Same thing.
Yeah, but
come on, Bart. Am I wrong? It felt a lot like that game. Should have won, didn't. Gave it away. You know, like it's almost like, did the Raiders win the game or did the Ravens lose this game?
Ravens,
right?
Ravens lost it.
I know they're the same thing, but they're not.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, but I get agitated when you put the Ravens
in a bad mood
and the
today.
In the same
I don't like this. It's just stupid. No, I don't like this at all.
Like, it's like one thing to lose because incompetence.
Yeah.
Like, an incompetence. Wink Martindale is a great coordinator. Those are two of the back-to-back dumbest calls I've ever seen. Understanding how much they got to get. You're supposed to be trying to tackle them in bounds, like have somebody in the middle so you tackle them, you can lay on top of them. And get up all slow, kick the ball by mistake. All the little things that you can do to shave off 2-3 seconds. And, like, you got to defend, understanding that the kid is a good kicker as well. You can't let him get within 50 yards. You got to keep that thing out, man. Like, you should have came first couple plays of 2 minutes. You stick it to him, right? Because you know they got to have a drive starter to try and go. So you play certain defenses. Like, three-man rush, I hate the three-man rush. It's the dumbest thing in the world. You're telling people to keep eyes on 5 eligible receivers, and they kept everybody in, right, because they thought the Ravens were going to blitz. And they set up there and they dropped everybody, but it just gave Carr an opportunity to let one of the guys get open. Like, when you sitting there burping the baby all day, you know, burp the baby, put him to sleep, wiped his mouth, and still got the football, it's crazy.
You sound – it's amazing how frustrated you sound.
Because Villanueva, why would we ever take a former Steeler anyway?
Oh, now you're going there. But it's amazing as a defensive player, the things that you saw and how you see the end of this game. By the way, speaking of which, did you watch the other broadcast, the Mannings broadcast, by the way?
I watched for a second. Then I saw him talking to Ray and talking about
– Ray Lewis, right?
Yeah, Peyton putting the helmet on and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot of stuff that the other people were doing because I was doing some fan engagement stuff with this website thing. With Tiki's business, I want to give him a shameless plug because he got to pay me some money. I ain't say what it was. I ain't say what the name of it was. But I was engaging with fans talking about the bum salad stuff I was watching when I'm sitting up there watching Villanueva letting Max Crosby. Oh, Max Crosby's the greatest time of his life. No, wait till he go against somebody else that can defend himself. Villanueva's open. He's like a turnstile.
Oh, my goodness. Carr throwing 56 times, 435 yards, by the way.
Does he put eyeliner on when he plays?
He definitely looks like he's a punk rocker.
Yeah,
he definitely has that vibe about him with the eyes, but it just might be the way he's.
Is that just his eyes or just his eyelash just that dark?
No, it's just
look like a pharaoh in one of like Passion of the Christ Part 12 or something.
He is. Still, it's becoming a bit of a theme, though. Already in week one, we're seeing over 400 yards passing, I mean, 50, over 50 passes thrown.
All 50.
Yeah, huh. Again, like that's we've seen that a lot.
I'm glad we got King Curry back. Coming on later
yep,
today.
Yep, Derrick Henry going
to
join us.
He can provide us some balance. At least we can talk to somebody that thinks about running the ball, even though they ain't run the ball much their first week. So we need to ask him about that. Because, listen, what's old is new and what's new is old. Like, what's new is
passing. But you're
just
seeing the passing game is taking over this league.
It's
ridiculous. that's really what it is. I mean, Josh Jacobs.
It's because of Devo.
Got you two touchdowns, but he only ran for 34 yards. They used him when they had to. Because
of Devo.
Marcus Mariota was thrown out there, too, on one day.
Yeah, he almost got knocked out. That's how he got up. He didn't come back in. He didn't run that no more. He got him all slow. Yeah. Don't pat me on the helmet.
But that's becoming a thing now, too. It's like. Like, we don't want our starter getting hit, so when it's time for the quarterback to run, we'll bring in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
You get yourself
bring
killed.
Bring in a stunt double.
Man, I'll tell you what, John Gruden's on a 10-year deal. So you'd think he's got plenty of lives, but last night's game with the wild finish, including the touchdown taken back that they thought was the game winner, and then the botch that they gave the ball back, and then they get the ball back, and then they finally score. Here's John Gruden after the game.
Well, I did know that they're great competitive players. I mean, they love football. They play for each other. And I think the fans witnessed that tonight. We got a lot of young guys that really stepped up. But I'm really proud of the character they showed. We were down 14-0 to the Ravens. And it didn't look pretty. It didn't look good. But when you can come back and find a way to win against a team like that, that's saying something. That's an impressive victory. And like they say here, just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
Shut up.
Ain't nothing impressive by it. Shut up.
Just win,
a
baby.
A blind squirrel gets a nut. I can't wait to week 5 when he's 1-4.
Well, like he had said also, he felt like he used some of his life, felt like a cat using up some of his lives.
Yeah, he did.
But, I mean, how many lives will he have left? But he's 1-0 again, which is what he does. Now it's from here that you got to see, but still, what a fit. Again, you have a little more, I guess, connection to that game emotionally than I do. I just sat back and enjoyed it. I just was marveling in it because it really was, from Thursday to Monday night, a really entertaining week one for the NFL. And as I said before, I just needed a cigarette.
Like the
Straight Talk Wireless, by the way, that was Straight Talk from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no
like
compromise.
Michigan losing to Appalachian State. That's what that was like.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
it's
was.
It's not even close
They're
to
not
that.
Even the same class of
you
team.
Know what? Honestly, you were in such a bad mood. I need to.
They're locking up.
I cannot believe Venezuela is that bad. How do you be that? All you got to do is just lay on the ground when you 6'9". He would have done better just landing log rolling than he was from what he was doing getting beat by Max Crosby.
Come you know what? I don't know.
You know, you really are. That's
like, he need to get off the team. Like, we need to have a Ravens alumni meeting. Yeah. We don't want no Stiller on our team, especially when he's going to play a bum like that, man.
Google me.
Dude, I saw in the offseason this dude broke down the team. You don't say nothing. You be seen, not heard. You can figure out that you can play. Playing like a Pittsburgh Steeler, don't cut it over here. What the hell was that?
Well, I'll tell you what. John Gruden, not a loser in week one. Let's discuss, Spart, if we can. And again, 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number for your reaction to what was an entirely, from Thursday to Monday, a week one, that it just had moments that was entertaining from start to finish. Again, from Dak Prescott and Tom Brady all the way to the end with that Monday night game and the thrilling ending going to overtime the way it did. Joe Burrow going to overtime as well. That game had a thrilling ending as well. And other performances, all the rookie quarterbacks all played, all did something. Plenty to talk about here. So, Bart, you ready to discuss winners and losers for week one of the NFL?
Yeah, let's do it.
So tell me, let's go with this as a winner. The Arizona Cardinals.
Touche.
Right? I mean, the offense we knew.
Touche.
Cliff Kingsbury is too cool to be on any hot seat. And that offense, with more weapons, looks legit. But you know what was the most important part of that performance? Chandler Jones. 5 sacks. And that defense that now, if they're legit, so are the Cardinals.
Chandler Jones should hold out. Just like T.J. Watt said, you know what? Y'all seen what I'm capable of? You want some more of this
week
smoke?
One.
You're going to have to open up that pocketbook because I ain't going to be sitting up here stepping up here. Did J.J. Watt get 5 sacks? Did Isaiah Simmons get 5 sacks?
Did he need to?
You know, what I'm saying is, if he ain't get that, there's no way he's supposed to be on this football field with me
making more money.
And I've been here. So I tell you what, you need to go holler at him or holler at somebody. But until I get my money, you won't be seeing Chandler Jones. I'm going to hang with Bone Jones and get right. Hang out. Party.
All right, here's another winner for you. The College Connection thing. I thought this was really cool. I saw something on social media that someone put together because we clearly have too much time on our hands. It was amazing. In fact, Zach Wilson loved it. He actually retweeted it. It was Joe Burrow, Jamar
Zach,
Chase.
Don't be getting involved with these little things when you lose.
He just retweeted something that was cool.
I don't care. You don't do nothing.
Right, let me explain. So it's Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase from college and also in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And so it's the exact pass, the exact catch, and even the celebration after, all like just flashing back and forward, back and forward. It was amazing.
That's
like
dope.
That was that, like, yeah, that's similar. So you had that, and even Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith getting together and hooking up the two Alabama products. So College Connections that we saw in week one, that's a win.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is a big winner too because it was a lot of criticism going his way. His jersey is now the number one selling jersey, I believe, in Philly or maybe on NFL.com because I think now the Philly fans, they're passionate. They love hard. I think he won them over with that first performance against the Dirty Birds that looked like crap.
Teammates also, that's the main thing. I mean, you could talk about fans loving you, but fans always love the young quarterback, right? It's really more, okay, of the fact that his teammates absolutely love him. Yeah, it's the jersey, the one-day spike. He saw the largest, Jalen Hurts did, you're referencing this, largest one-day spike of any NFL player, more than 500%, according to Fanatics, that his jersey sales went up. That's tremendous, 500%. So they clearly love him. All right, another winner, would you say Matt Stafford and the Rams and that move?
Who said that?
I mean, that's a win out of the gate. The very first performance, almost the very first drive, the very first time you see him in a Rams uniform, and it's money. I mean, absolute cannon, and they get a big win.
Told you he was special, man. I told you guys he's just as good as Aaron Rodgers. He just in a bad organization that couldn't build a team around him. But I think people are going to get a greater appreciation for Matthew Stafford, who he is, what he's done. And maybe if he plays 4 or 5 years for the Rams, he can erase the stench of the Detroit Lions off his resume and potentially,
like, if he
wins
forget?
A Super Bowl.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if he wins a Super Bowl, like, it's going to be a generation that just knows him winning a couple Super Bowls and not going to know where he came from. And maybe he can get in the Hall of Fame because his numbers are legit.
Yeah, he'll be that guy, right? Like, later, what you want is he's remembered as a guy who played for the Rams.
He's got
to
finish strong.
Not the guy that played all those years in Detroit and didn't have
nobody was watching Detroit
team
anyway.
Success.
Yeah, I mean, tell me, do you hate even like waking up on Thanksgiving knowing that the Lions are on the game? You like, please let them have the 12:30 game so that can be over with before I get.
Well,
my, I
earlier wanna... in the day, like back in the day when it was Barry Sanders, I didn't mind, but then after that, yes.
And that was 30 years ago.
I know. I'm not that. I'm I'm old.
It's a lot of pain. All right. Ravens lose. I got to talk about the Lions.
I have to give you a winner that I don't love this one, but it is fairly true. Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson get to play for the Panthers on a team that has weapons, and they connected on a touchdown
like
together. Obviously, a pretty one. Sam also ran one in, and you see a little hop he had. Like Sam getting into the end zone, that meant something to him personally, too.
But then you saw when Zach jumped in, he was like, huh.
Yeah. Well, the two-point conversion?
Yeah, y'all ain't missing nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he did a little skip to my Lou as well. All right, another winner for you. How about the Texans? After an offseason.
That's a loss.
I mean, the Texans?
Yes. They won, but they lost at the same time.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because Jacksonville stinks so bad.
No. Look, I don't think any team was going to 0 for this year. I just don't see it. But what I will say is this. You said it yesterday, and I'm 100% on board with it. This is a win for the Texans. You know why? Because they're showing the league. We still got some pieces here that you might want to trade for, and we'll get some assets for them before the trade deadline. And Brandon Cooks is certainly one of them.
They tried to trade him this offseason. This dude is one of the best receivers that have had more addresses than anybody I've seen in my life. Started with, I don't even know who he got drafted with, but he was with the Saints. Then he's with the Patriots. He's been.
Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah.
He's been around. But again, like, to me, that's what you want to do is showcase some of the talent that you have. And you know, there's injuries all over the league, as it always is. Someone's going to need something. And
get a Ravens back Mark Ingram. How about that?
How about that? All right. You want to move into the losers category now?
Yeah, I want some negativity.
All right, yeah, because you're all about being negative right now. Well,
R-E-L-A-X.
No, you relax.
Yeah, you can't relax after that performance in week one. For the Packers, especially for Aaron Rodgers, I mean, what you were expecting versus what you saw, I mean, could they be more opposite than that? Because they were playing a road game with more fans. It was a neutral site game.
Yeah.
Week one, after all that happened in the offseason, and then you perform like that, and then you throw your coach under the bus talking about adjustments. I know this because my friend Keyshawn Johnson has said it. Quarterbacks are divas, more divas than wide receivers. I agree with him. This dude is the top of the list. He's an amazing talent, but diva, capital D.
I tell you what, that wasn't the shocking part because I know this offense to get it together. Concerned about the defense. The defense was a strength of theirs last year. They got torched to 38 points from Jameis Winston. Listen, I know Jameis Winston, is a talented quarterback, but you can't tell me that they're 38 points better than you. You know how bad you got to be to give up 38 points? Oof. Like, that's tough to do, especially when Jameis Winston only threw the ball like 20 times.
That means a lot of attempts.
Yeah, it's like, what are y'all doing, man? So I'm concerned with this defense, who has a new defensive coordinator. Get to know his name, Joe Barry, because I don't want people putting the blame on LaFleur and put it where it needs to go. That defense was horrible, and they got rid of a pretty good coordinator who was a good friend of mine's, and Karma and the Juju is bad over there in Green Bay. The cheese curds
Mike
are
Petten,
sour.
You're talking about Mike Petten,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So also point out, too, like, all the attention was put on how bad the offense was with only 3 points, but you're right, you gave up 38. So there's also a lot there on that side of the ball to focus on. All right, another loser here because of concerns. The Washington football team, and more importantly, their fans. Not only did you lose to the Chargers and have everybody there. Can you believe this? In Washington, you know what the fans are doing? They're already now discussing whether or not they shouldn't have gone for Chase Young. Why didn't we get Justin Herbert? We should have gotten Justin Herbert. Hindsight is 20/20, but in this one, it is stupid.
Take
because
two.
No one at the time was talking about Justin Herbert going number one. Nobody.
Yeah.
Right? That was the obvious number one, but you know how fans are.
But, you know, Mario,
but then on
Williams,
top of it,
Mario Williams, there's been a couple of DNs that went first overall. You get mixed reviews on it.
I'm sorry. Chase Young, though.
Well, Chase Young got dominated by Slater.
I know.
That's what Slater always does.
Which
I told you that.
Which
I,
you told me.
You told me.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And he was coming with all
that. I was surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I was surprised. Now, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick gets hurt. He's going to be out for a while. But how about the fact that also in the stadium, there was sewage apparently being leaking out of a pipe above one of the sections? Yeah.
I want my money back.
Yeah, I mean, just a bad experience.
Hold on. If you're
back in the building and that's what you get pooped on.
Yo, if you could, listen, if the lady got paid all that money for suing McDonald's back in the day because her coffee was too hot, hot coffee's too hot, I'm gonna touch some of that septic, so, and I'm gonna need $100 million.
Last but not least, one last loser, the Patriots. Because they have fumbleitis. They need to get something. Is there a vaccine for fumbleitis? Because they got it and they need it.
They need to get bit by that Spider-Man spider.
Major issues. Rookies fumbling. I mean, just the fumble at the end there, as it looked like Mac Jones was maybe going to have a moment and lead him down for a game-winning drive. And instead, fumbleuski. Fumbleia. Problems in Pittsburgh. And you think Bill Belichick is just like, well, it's a mistake. No, you know. Things like that that is controllable.
He might get benched.
That will absolutely frustrate him.
He had 100 yards rush. You think he'd
get
benched?
No.
No?
No.
Meh.
But still, it's things like that absolutely drive him crazy. So that are our winners and losers of the NFL Week 1. Who are your winners? Who are your losers? Your takes? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, one other thing, that an observation from the Mannings broadcast yesterday.
Yeah.
I found it so compelling. I watched the first half of it. Second half, I needed to get.
You need to watch the
game.
I needed the guys. I needed Levy.
I needed Riddick. I needed all those guys. Greasy. I needed to hear them make the call. And I'm glad I did, because the game ended up being a thriller. But one other thing I noticed was that while Peyton, is, of course, entertaining, funny, and insightful, Eli is obviously more subdued. Although he's still hysterical, it's low-key funny.
Yeah.
But one thing you could tell that Eli can't stand, and he's revealing, like, when he would make those faces when he played for the Giants, we'd always wonder,
what those faces mean.
He hates penalties. Like when things happen, like a false start.
Yeah.
Leatherwood. Every time there was a penalty, he would have that same look on his face that he had as a Giant. And it was just hysterical. So you realize, like, how much he hated those things that are controllables, as they call them.
Meh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Barton Hunt. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. So coming up.
I'll be better when we come back, guys.
Yeah, you better get your head right.
I need some sugar.
So it's very early, obviously, in the season, only 1 week in. But it's never too early to find out, to ask this question. Okay, so who's on the hot seat now?
Yes.
Because there's always somebody on the hot seat. Cliff Kingsbury, he's too cool to be on the hot seat, but somebody has to be on it. We'll tell you who it is next. You tell us as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Omaha!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, okay. I was about to
Let's
get
go.
Mad.
What?
I
what?
Mad
what?
I remember the Raiders used to be in California, and I thought he was trying to poke the bear.
Maybe.
Nah, hell no.
Nah.
Ain't no Vegas song.
Unless
you get Wayne Newton or something like that. What's his name?
Yeah.
The helicopter dude?
Wayne Newton is one. Yeah. There's several.
I haven't seen a
We
could have
just played some Sinatra. You know.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, guys. Sinatra would be helpful.
Man.
You know. If you wanted to play that. I'm going to need you to get right, though, man. There it is. Although that's more a New York reference. But
yeah, thanks a lot.
We're not talking Yankees today, at least not right now. But we are talking NFL with you. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join us on the Goodyear Hotline. There's Wayne Newton. Or no, is that Elvis? Is that the Elvis version?
I want to know who's disgusted. Like, who's disgusted with their team week one? Who's had enough?
You want a bit, you want disgusted?
I want disgusted.
Hmm. I don't think anybody's – I see there's a lot of –
half
like,
of the team won.
I can't get over how many people are telling me today on ESPN that the Browns had a good day.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, mistakes happen. Yeah. What? Yeah,
those are people with loser mentalities that are just happy to be in the game.
Let me tell you something. The next time the Browns play the Chiefs, where you don't know when that's going to be, right? Like you were hoping it's going
never,
to be – well, ever. Playoffs or – but here's the I'm telling you right now. You lose to them again, guess what? Now it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have to understand, like, it becomes a thing now if you lose again.
Yeah.
So
you can't beat them. Like the Ravens. The Ravens can't beat Kansas City.
I'm telling you right. I mean, look, again, this is not – the Browns, it was a kicker or the punter or whatever. And then, of course, I do think that I want to believe that Baker was trying to get that thing out of bounds. I don't think he was trying to make a hero play there. I don't want to believe it, but I know obviously that is – only he knows. It's between him and God what that decision was to get rid of that ball. But I still say,
you know,
no matter what, this is not hating on the Browns. This is just reality, everybody. This is sports. You lose to them again. The next time you see them, whether it's in the playoffs this year or whatever it is, it becomes a thing. Just understand that.
Yeah, to quote Pedro, he's your daddy. Oh. Who's your daddy? I'm your daddy. Patrick Mahomes, your daddy. Come here. Let me get a little spanky. Go sit in the corner, Garrett.
Man. All right, let's go to the calls. Travis is in Arkansas. What's up, Travis?
Hey, love the show, guys. Listen to it daily. My question is for Bart. My question for you is, would you rather Villanueva still be on the Ravens, or would you rather see him go to the Jets and try to protect Zach Wilson?
No, I'd rather see him go to the Giants and be a third tight end, because that's about all he is. Listen.
What?
He couldn't even die. He can't even play dead.
Really?
Man, did you see that? Max Crosby had a career day. Never in the history of the Raiders have they had somebody have 9 pressures.
This dude,
he should have got help. He should have got called for 5 holding penalties.
Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. Scott.
Hey, what's up, yo? How we doing, guys?
Good.
Yo, listen, Bart, I understand your frustration. I do agree with you said. That's more that the Ravens lost that game. But you got to understand, man, that defense did step up, especially after they were maligned last year with Carl Nassib with that strip.
Carl Nassib at the play of the game.
Also,
okay.
Yeah, and you got to also keep in mind. Right, and then Carl and Wallace, the way they hooked up, and that guy's a beast, man, Wallace. So,
yeah, no,
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, but, I mean, I agree. And me being a Giant fan, to see a good game like that last night, I couldn't turn the TV off.
Yeah, see?
It was great, man.
Bad
football play can be exciting to the fans. But to the people that are saying, what are you guys doing? You making this a game when it didn't have to be a game.
You don't like the play call. It's not necessarily execution. It's the
yes,
play call.
I don't like Wink Martindale calling those trash plays after your quarterback and went down there, did his job, mm-hmm. and secured the victory. And all you have to do is keep them from getting to the 40-yard line. It should have been a 60-yard field goal. It should have been a desperation field goal. What the hell are you calling when everybody runs off and you leave the middle of the field open knowing that they can spike the ball? Those are timeouts. Like, come on, son.
Let's take Coop, North Carolina. Coop.
What's up, guys? Just calling in about my Eagles, man.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Put some respect on their name.
I tell you, fly, Eagles, fly. Now, it looks a lot different in our division than it did before we began the season now.
I agree.
I just want to hear you guys' take on
so,
it.
No. Don't hang up. You love Jalen Hurts. You love Jalen Hurts, correct?
I do.
You love what he did. At the end of the season, if he continues to play this great, And Wentz plays at 75% of the plays. You have 3 first-round draft picks. Do you trade it for Watkins, or do you build around this young kid?
Ooh.
We build around the kid.
So you got arguably the
– You are not trading for Deshaun Watson.
He's great and all. I give him everything he's done in the NFL. But when you got a young talent like that has potential –
Hold on. How old do you think Deshaun Watson is?
But Bart, it's the contract,
young.
Though.
I know he's young, Bart. I get it. But
he only making $10 million this year.
Like Hurt does, I believe that you should ride with him and see what he does.
Ooh. All right, there you go, Coop. Coop said it. Famous. He said it.
So it shall be done.
Coop he does not. It. What Coop said it is a Eagles fan. And he said it.
So you wouldn't
I'd
give up.
I'd rather keep Jalen Hurts on his rookie deal rather than trading for Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, big extension. No, it's not a big extension compared to what the money is. Well, he's making $10 million less a year annually than Josh Allen. So that's not
but
a crazy
that's only
deal.
Because it was
and
it keeps going up.
But his deal is he's under contract for 8 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
What else are you giving up, though, Bart?
I'm just giving up 3 first-round draft picks.
They want 6 pieces. They want 6 players and picks.
No,
that's the report.
No, not if you're giving up 3 first-round draft picks this year.
If
most
you
people,
think you have it in Jalen
for 3.
All right.
Listen.
They love him now.
That dude has a ceiling. Like, you got an opportunity to get an MVP in his prime. Mm. Are you kidding me?
All right.
I'm just saying. They love him today.
I know what you're saying.
They hate him in the morning. All just right. another Quaalu. Should let me in the morning.
Just another quarterback conversation here with Mel in New Jersey. Come on, Mel.
Hey, guys. So, I got Kyler Murray as my MVP after that performance yesterday.
Oh,
Kyler
Murray.
I think the Giants to get Cam Newton because I lost faith in Daniel Jones.
It ain't Danny Dimes'
already?
Fault. It ain't Danny Dimes' fault that they was just can't block. Hold up. How about put some onus on Saquon Barkley? He's supposed to have mutant blood. He's supposed to be generational.
Yeah.
He was picked before Danny Dimes. So he's supposed
General
to be the guy
soreness.
That's carrying it, right? You look at what McCaffrey did. McCaffrey only gave you a McCaffrey day, coming fresh off an injury, coming fresh off an IR.
Mm-hmm.
What did McCaffrey give you? He gave you almost 187 yards of productivity. What did Saquon give you? 27 minus 2 carry to 1. That sucks compared to what McCaffrey gave you. I don't even have to do the tabulations.
I just want a fair chance, man.
I mean, you know, but to not have faith in Daniel Jones at this point, this is it. You got to ride with him at least this year. Cam Newton's out there. It is true, but that's not I don't think it's a fit there with the Giants.
No, because you have to change your entire offense.
Although not really.
I mean, you gotta go to an RPO type of team, and then he has to learn the verbiage, the language. Come on, man! Like, he had no reps. Cam's gonna be looking for a familiar place that he kind of understands the terminology, the language.
You know, who you gotta be able. You know, he needs a quarterback.
Who?
Ron Rivera.
Riverboat.
Mm.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I mean,
send him to Riverboat.
Although, again, we know this from we talked to Ron Rivera in the summer. Ron Rivera loved Taylor Heineke, loved him, loved him.
Good luck.
Hey.
He needs
a
backup.
To
he needs a backup. Give me Cam. Didn't he get hurt last year in limited play?
I don't know.
I just made that up, but I'll never let the facts get in the way of a good story or a statement.
At least I got you in a good mood now. At least I got you right. I needed to get you right because we got a lot to do. Coming up, Doc Gooden in the 1 o'clock hour. A little baseball talk with Doc. Also, Derrick Henry. What is going on in Tennessee? He's going to join us as well. We'll get the latest from him. On after they got smacked in week 1, where are they headed next?
Smack, crackle, pop.
We expected a lot more out of the Titans. And what's going on the sideline there, too? A lot to discuss with Derrick Henry. And, of course, you and the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. Continuing with your calls, including
please call
a decision made in college football already.
Already?
2 weeks in.
2 weeks?
Major decision that was made.
Mage?
That might have an impact on the NFL. We will discuss next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio,
after
ESPN
the Vivid
Plus.
Seats, I tell you what,
oh,
football
what do you got?
Season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner, and the best of all, it is safe to return to live events, which means you can actually be there and see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to a bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's simply that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. Unless it's the Raiders. They suck!
Bart and Hahn.
Hey, did you go to Met Gala yesterday?
I was not invited.
You just
see Sierra?
Uh-oh, what she have on? Tell me a Russell Wilson.
No. Yeah. She had on
Russell Wilson,
like it's a dress that looked like his jersey.
But that was at the Met Gala? She didn't wear that to the Met Gala.
That wasn't
that picture from the Met Gala?
No,
that's probably from the game, man.
Are you sure?
Anna Wintour would have took her ticket if she came in with some trash
that. All right, hang on a second, because I'm positive.
Nah, man, because I saw it was green.
It was at the Met, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
She wore that to the Met Gala. Listen, I don't know what Fonzo. He reminded me of like the dude off Silver Spoons, like the friend, whatever. But anyway, I don't know what the hell
Silver
he's doing.
Silver Spoons.
Listen, she need to stop that.
Yeah, she was at the Met Gala. And she was wearing it. It was a green, like, you know,
yeah,
that's
that color.
Yeah,
and then it got
three
in the middle. Yeah, that's
has
trash.
Has the three. I mean, it's an amazing.
That's trash.
She looks fantastic.
That's trash.
She was also, by the way, wearing his Super Bowl ring.
That's trash.
As part of the ensemble.
That's trash.
Like, why is that trash? Bro, I think she looks great.
Bro, that's like wearing a chain with your number on it. That's trash. Like, stop it. Like, that's trash. Like,
I think she
looks great. We all know that's your boo, but stop it. That's trash. Like, all right, come on. You can do better than that.
Did you go?
No. I had to work.
Oh, you had to work. You were busy. You were watching football last night. Well, you were watching the Raiders. You were watching the
Raiders. Really?
You were in such a bad mood. Oh, my goodness. This is a good time.
By the way, Bart gave me a look
that I think he probably gave to some offensive players that tried to block him. You know, if it's a running play and I'm coming to get Bart, and Bart gave me this look like,
congratulations.
You sure you want to try me? So I'm going to do this instead. Sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, and use code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hey, the news that kind of like got lost in the day yesterday was Clay Helton getting fired by USC. We're 2 weeks in.
What the hell did he do? He did.
Well, what he hasn't done is gotten quarterbacks. All these Southern California quarterbacks have just left.
But then they win the first game? Or are they 0-2? Like, they won the first game, and then they lost to somebody.
Who'd they play? No. They were embarrassed by Stanford in week two. Embarrassed by Stanford.
Shaw's a good coach.
But they – all right. But they got embarrassed. And it's USC, all right? So that's obviously a major issue. And
Keyshawn going back to coach?
Well, I'll tell you what. He should be involved in whoever the next coach is. And you know what? Urban Meyer looks miserable. You never know. Just saying. When was the last time Urban Meyer smiled? Would you be shocked if Urban Meyer left Jacksonville to take that job? Would that shock you?
So you're saying he's going to pull a Bobby Petrino? He's going to come in for the team meeting and he ain't going to be there?
Do you think it's crazy?
I wouldn't be surprised. Everybody not built for this NFL life, man. You know what I'm saying? If UFC will give a buyout probably to Shai Khan, they'll probably let him go.
Think about all of the quarterbacks that have left Southern California and have not played for SC. I mean, think about that. Anyway, one of the most famous teams in New York sports history is getting a 30 for 30 made about them, and we'll talk to one of its best players next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.